It's Helping Hand, an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, the Caregiver Foundation, upcoming event, Saturday, April 28th, Manoa Grand Ballroom at the Japanese Cultural Center, 2454 South Barataria, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's a fundraiser, auction, entertainment, and this organization tries to provide coordinated services for those facing critical illnesses, disabilities, confinement to a home because of those kind of conditions, and we're going to learn more about the range of things that this nonprofit does and also the ways that we can support them. Vice President of the Board of Directors of the Caregiver Foundation and Chip Chase on Helping Hand right now. Thanks for coming down.
Aloha. Thank you.
The organization and how you're involved with it.
Well, I've been on the board a few years. The Caregiver Foundation can do just about anything that an individual or family might need to have done for someone who cannot do for themselves. Most of our clientele are elderly people, mm-hmm. and then the balance are people of all ages who have other kinds of disabilities. But we can take care of all the financials from just that, paying the bills, up to and including trusteeship of the individual. So it makes you like a parent, and that's a huge responsibility, obviously.
How many clients do you have that kind of relationship with?
Not that many, maybe 35, 40.
Where you have full guardianship of them?
Full, yes. It's
That's heavy.
It really is heavy. And some of those people are seriously mentally ill. Some of them have suffered incredible abuse as children and will never recover to the point of being a competent adult. And some are just heavy-duty stroke or whatever.
So it's a mix of cognitive and physical paint a picture of who these clients are. And a lot of the elderly are facing disabilities of some kind.
Yes, so just because
of age, and that's a normal degradation of your body.
Yeah, and but also some people, particularly those people who can afford it, just don't want to handle it. They don't want to deal anymore, particularly as you get into advanced old age.
Right.
It's it just becomes too much.
I'm assuming what becomes too much is there's home health aides, so much paperwork that comes in the mail for all of the different bills, for all of the different kind of medical services that you need. It's almost a full-time job to manage the care of somebody who's going through that. Is that essentially what we're talking about?
That's essentially it, and particularly when you have both the husband and wife in relatively the same condition,
right,
who don't have family here, it becomes just, what I got left, just let me live my life, and you guys take care of the rest. And it's a beautiful thing if one can afford it. Now, for people who cannot afford it, it is a sliding scale. We have people who do not pay at all. That's part of what this, a large part of what the fundraising is for.
Right, because that offsets it. So these services, they cost to get, and then they're provided on a sliding scale for people who don't. So when people who can afford are paying, then they're helping to offset for the people who can't. When they have fundraisers, that's really to make up the difference for folks. Besides paying clients and these fundraisers, are there grants or what are other funding mechanisms?
No, there aren't. There are small donations from a few thousand to maybe 10,000 from various business organizations in Hawaii, but no government grants.
No government grants, no state funding, no federal funding, nothing like that. You guys would be overseeing and hiring the caregivers. You don't provide the care, you hire and coordinate the caregivers.
That's correct.
And a lot of people are blessed to not ever know about this stuff, but then other people are listening and they know all about it from a relative or a loved one, or heaven forbid themselves. So in addition to providing this coordination of care, which is a critical element for someone, especially if you're facing something that's made you quadriplegic or somehow lost a lot of mobility, there are caregiver workshops, there's senior home cleaning services. It goes beyond day-to-day medical stuff.
Yes, depending on the individual and to some degree the relationship that builds.
Cleaning at home, any service that would need to be done in the home, you guys would coordinate.
What you need, if it's possible, we will do it.
Explain the workshops. How do the workshops function, and who are they a good fit for?
Okay. Now you're on the other side of the fence, and that is as a caregiver, as a family member who is caring for any kind of loved one, it takes a huge, huge toll on the individual. And that's the purpose of the caregiver workshops, is to help the caregiver to release that, to be able to talk one-on-one and in small groups with other people who are going through or who have gone through the same thing.
Right, because it's traumatic.
It is.
And it's very distressful to see any living creature that you love, great or small, in distress, especially when it's an ongoing kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like you said, toll is certainly the right word. Again, they offer a sliding fee because they're able to, and they offer services with no cost to people who are in such critical circumstances and they cannot afford it. And they're able to do that because of the fundraising that occurs throughout the year. One of those events is on April 28th. And again, this is their 10th annual Caregiver Foundation annual fundraiser. It's going to be at the Manoa Grand Ballroom in Honolulu on South Barataria Street, Japanese Cultural Center, daytime event. Paint a picture of what's going to be happening.
Well, it's generally a fairly low-key kind of thing. You don't have to get super dressed up. You don't have to,
She says that looking at me.
No. It's mellow. Let's put it that way. Food will be lovely. One of the highlights is the silent auction, and I don't know everything that's going to be there yet, but we generally have football-type memorabilia.
This year, and not that I'm going to press you for who signed it, but a football helmet autographed by some MVPs is one of the things it says on your Facebook page.
That's fabulous.
An Alaska cruise.
Yes, we always have cruises. We should have some star-signed movie poster kind of things, as well as antiques, old stuff, Hawaii stuff.
A vintage multi-strand Ni'ihau chalet.
Yes.
Travel packages, art, jewelry, dinners. They buy a ticket to the event, and then when they're at the event, there's the silent auction that's happening. Grant Kono and Friends, is that who your entertainment is?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. What are other ways that people could, do you need volunteers? Do you need other supplies for the event? Any other ways to help out for the event?
Yes, we always need volunteers, but one of the big things is if you have something you love.
You want to donate an item.
You want to donate an item. It's something you know someone else will also love.
So something signed, like what you were talking about, or some heavy sports memorabilia. Or
that kind of thing. Or my number is Asian art.
Okay.
So if you have a little figurine kind of thingy.
Oh, you're opening it up to all kinds of stuff. So there you go. There's a lot of different ways. You said volunteers. You always need volunteers.
We do have volunteer needs. One of the needs is with the caregiver workshops and that program, people who have gone through this experience, to be able to offer somebody
your
advice.
Right.
And just your story
right.
can make somebody feel so much better about themselves and about the work that they are obliged to do. You take it on voluntarily, but you have to do it.
So people who have gone through the experience of caring for people, and that can be therapeutic for them too.
Absolutely.
Even if that person's not part of their life anymore. Mm-hmm. So they could come and be able to possibly relieving some pain and stress that goes along with this stuff that stays forever. Here's how to get in touch with them, thecaregiverfoundation.org, 808-625-3782. Gary, founder of the organization, and that's who the emails go to, gary@thecaregiverfoundation.org. Look for an email form at their website, the full interview, the radio feature, all of their contact information, and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests waiting for you at hawaiipublicradio.org. The event is Saturday, April 28th, 10th annual fundraiser and silent auction, Japanese Cultural Center, Manoa Grand Ballroom, 2454 South Barataria, 10 to 2, and an annual event that supports the Caregiver Foundation nonprofit that provides a really unique range of services for folks who are truly vulnerable and in need of a helping hand. VP of their board of directors, Ann Chip Chase, has been our guest today on Helping Hand. Always humbling talking to you. Grateful that you're there for all those folks who really are dependent on somebody doing right by them, being honest and fair when they're in such a incapacitated position. So thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you.